Hi, friend. Welcome back to the Waiting Well podcast. In this episode, we are going to dive into 5 habits to help you create peace while navigating your trying to conceive journey as a Christian. So let's dive into this episode today.
Hey friends, welcome to the Waiting Well podcast. I am your host, Courtney Dunker, and you are here because your journey to motherhood has not looked the way that you always imagined. It has held heartbreak, loneliness, and questions like, why me, God? I'm here to remind you that you do not have to walk this road alone. And here, we can wait well together. Each week, I will share faith-based encouragement from my own infertility journey, provide information from guest experts on navigating infertility and conceiving, powerful testimonies, and top tips on stewarding your health and emotional well-being through this demanding journey. So if you are ready to take back control of your life, find peace with God, join the in-between spaces, and thrive in your waiting season, then meet me at the well, girl. Grab that warm chocolate chip cookie, a little bit of unicorn juice or iced coffee. We've got some intentional growth to do. Let's get it.
So as I was preparing for this episode, one of the things that I wanted to start with as the foundation was, what is the definition of peace that we're talking about? Because if we don't have a clear definition of what that means, it's going to be difficult to kind of pursue that and create habits in our life to pursue that. So as I was just kind of Googling around, like, okay, what does the definition of peace mean? It said it was a freedom from disturbance. Disturbance is an interruption, because then I was like, okay, well, what's a disturbance mean? And basically, disturbance is just an interruption that takes place. Now, definition of peace being a freedom from disturbance, that means you're not disturbed. You have a freedom there. You're not enslaved to the whims and the changes and the ups and downs of any kind of disturbance in your life. And I was like, dang, that is so perfect for our trying to conceive journey and kind of putting some language around the peace or the lack of peace that happens, because is not infertility or trying to conceive a disturbance to your peace? It's a disturbance to your freedom to continue on with your life with joy and happiness, because you're like, I want this, you know, quote unquote goal of becoming a parent. And then you go through trying to conceive and it's not as easy as you thought it would be. You have different expectations than what your reality is. And there's a disturbance there. There's an interruption. So I felt like that was such a great definition to begin with. But I want to take it a step further, because for us as Christians, it's not just freedom from disturbance. There is a whole nother layer to that on a spiritual level of biblical peace, because biblical peace is defined and found in a different place than just freedom from disturbance. So let's dive into biblical peace. Biblical peace is peace with God, peace with others, and peace with self. And that peace can only come from God. It is not something that we can create on our own. It really is the fruit of God's Spirit. We can see that in Galatians 5, where it talks about the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, gentleness. So peace is obviously listed there. So what can we actually do? Obviously, the title of this episode is 5 Habits to Help You Create Peace. What does that mean if we can't really create it ourselves? It's not something that comes from within. It's something that comes from God. And how do we kind of mesh that biblical peace to the definition of peace of like creating that freedom on a spiritual and physical level from the disturbance of trying to conceive? And how do we set ourselves up in a position to gain more peace from God and experience that part of His Spirit in light of this disturbance that comes from struggling to conceive? So let's talk about that. There are 5 ways that I believe we can actually take action to engage with God's Spirit and open up, like basically just open up our heart and our soul to receive that peace, to receive it from the Lord, to pursue it. And honestly, I do feel like there is like an action on our end where God is going to give when we seek Him. And we can see that even in scripture. So let's kind of dive into that and find out how we can feel that peace from that disturbance. So the first habit is having a morning routine. And you're probably going to roll your eyes and be like, oh, that's so like life coachy of you, Courtney. And I'm like, yeah, well, the reality is that a morning routine is actually biblical. And especially for women, we could see it actually in Proverbs 31. The Proverbs 31 woman in verse 15 says, she rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household. So when I think of a lack of peace, when I feel like I am not experiencing God's peace that he has given me, I'm not engaging in that part of his spirit, or it's not just like flowing through me, it's a lot of times because I am out of routine. I feel like I'm just surviving. I'm just going from thing to thing. Maybe I am sleeping in. I'm scrolling my phone in bed. I'm rushing through my morning, trying to get out the door for work. I am doing things. I have habits in my morning that are not setting me up in the presence where peace exists for the day that's to come. So when I'm sitting there on my lunch break and I'm scrolling social media for the first time that day or something like that, or maybe the second, whatever, and I see someone's pregnancy announcement and I'm triggered by that, I can look at my morning routine and be like, okay, Courtney, did you set yourself up for what you were going to see, hear, experience throughout the day by spending time first in God's word? Or were you so quick through your morning that you didn't actually take the time to just sit in God's presence, which is where peace exists? That will really reflect how I'm going to basically my gauge or my monitor for the rest of the day. I cannot monitor my feelings. I cannot take my thoughts captive. I cannot be in a position of offense with peace if I am not going to the giver of peace in the morning. So Proverbs 31, I love it because it's not just talking about motherhood. It's talking about Christian womanhood and how this is a habit and a routine that someone who is pursuing the Lord is having on a consistent basis. So that would be the first habit. Check out your morning routine. How are you starting your day? Because if you are not experiencing, you know, that freedom from the disturbance that can come your way throughout the day, then it's a lot of times because you're not setting yourself up for success with that day. And I know in our culture today, it is so easy to really get stuck in the scroll or to start our day with everyone else's reality instead of, or this fake reality instead of God's word. And so I have this like quote that's like, word before world. And that's something I strive to live by. Obviously, seasons where I'm doing better than others, but that's on a consistent basis kind of my approach, is that if I can get in God's word first thing in the morning and try to set my alarm that much earlier before I do anything else, because I know as soon as I turn that alarm, it's like this automatic flip in my head to just like, oh, go check Instagram. We need to cut that out because we need to just go to the giver of peace first and foremost if we truly want that freedom from disturbance that can come when we are trying to navigate our own journey and be focused on, honestly, on just like conceiving, right? So that's step number one. Step number two is going to be journaling. And again, that might be another like roll your eyes type of a thing at me, but I think this goes along with the peace with yourself. So that biblical definition of how God provides peace with him, with others, and with yourself. I think it's very difficult to find peace with yourself, especially when you are struggling to conceive. If you are not rooting yourself and rooting your thoughts and your perspective of the world and your perspective of your conceiving journey in the truth of your identity as a child of God. And I think journaling is a great way to help you identify what thoughts are you believing? What are you telling yourself? Like slowing down enough, putting it out on paper to be able to identify what is the language that I'm using in my thought life, because that's going to show and represent what I'm believing about my identity. And my identity needs to be rooted in scripture. So if I'm struggling to have peace with myself, with my body, with what my body is not doing, with my husband, with decisions around fertility, I really have to get so good at cultivating self-awareness. And journaling is a great way to do that. So We go to our identity and we need to know a couple of things. You're a new creation, 2 Corinthians 5:17. You can write these scriptures down. He is making us whole and complete like him, Philippians 1:6, 1 Thessalonians 5:23 through 24. When trials come to tear us apart, he is our peace, again that word peace, that keeps us together, John 16:33. So journaling is going to help you identify where you are not living and walking in the truth of this identity. And I, you know, there's a ton of different journals that you could do. I linked one down below. It's called the 5-Minute Journal. I really like it because it just kind of helps me just get in tune with my thoughts or even just focus my thoughts on the right things. So I'll do this in tandem with my quiet time. It has like 3 things we're grateful for, what would make today great, a daily affirmation, highlights of the day, and what did I learn today? That's just a great way to like stay in tune for like literally 5 minutes a day. You're not spending hours journaling all your thoughts. And if you're someone like I always was someone who kept journals, but if you're not someone who's like a journaly person, I feel like the 5-minute journal could be a great option for you. So I'll link that down below in the show notes that you can just snag that from Amazon and grab that. But it's just a great opportunity for you to identify what are the lies that I'm believing today? How am I setting myself up for success? And the affirmation part when it says like, what's my affirmation for the day? Use scripture. Like we should not be just like coming up with this like, I am fertile, I am pregnant, I am conceiving. Like we don't need to come to the manifestation era that a lot of people are getting sucked into. We want to go straight to scripture. Like what does scripture say about you? And I just listed a couple of ones that you can go to and you can talk about being a new creation. There's a ton of verses even on just healing and the health of the body that you can preach to yourself. Because I do feel like that's a part of our body feeling receptive to God's plan for, you know, conceiving. And then the final 4th and 5th habits that you can really press into to help you create this peace is going to be exercise and nutrition. And obviously, that is something that I'm going to preach until I'm blue in the face because it is a physical thing that you are trying to do. You are trying to conceive. Not prioritizing your physical health, both you and your spouse, is like doing half of the homework and expecting to get an A because your physical health plays such a role. Your internal health plays such a role. It is not just, Lord, make me pregnant. It is like, am I actually setting my body physically up for success to conceive or am I just like deviating and kind of overlooking that physical aspect because that's always been a hard part of my life? Or like your husband has just never been one to exercise or you're someone who just doesn't love to exercise. I just want to challenge you that this habit is so crucial. These 2 habits, I should say, are so crucial to really cultivating peace from a mental perspective, but also from like just a well-being perspective, a holistic perspective. If you're taking care of your eating habits, it really plays such a huge role in fertility. All of that research says that what we consume is going to really impact that fertility. It won't be the answer per se, but it's part of the equation. So ignoring it or turning a blind eye to your physical health can be one of the worst things that you can do when you are trying to create peace. And you're also trying to conceive. So I want to dive into this a little bit. I kind of paired them together because I do think they go together. They are 2 separate things. What you could be doing great with nutrition and not exercising, or you could be exercising and really struggling to eat well. So they are technically 2 separate habits, but I think I want to talk about them in unity because 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20 is probably the most quoted scripture when it comes to physical health. You probably have heard it before. It says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You are bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body." Listen, our bodies are already experiencing so much that is out of our control when it comes to trying to conceive. You can feel sick from the meds that you're taking. You can have physical reactions to the meds that you're taking. You can be physically sick because of your menstrual cycle. Like one of the reasons I went on birth control when I was a teen was because I would get such bad periods. And this was back when there was really no education around how dangerous birth control can be to basically regulate your menstrual cycle. And so I wish that was something I didn't do, but it was something I felt like I had to do because my menstrual cycle was so bad. So obviously, you know, coming off of that and then trying to conceive, there was even that element of like every month I would get super, super sick because not only was I not pregnant, but then I would have a terrible menstrual cycle. Sometimes I'd pass out, I'd throw up. Like it would just always be a total wild card how bad my symptoms would be each month. And that on top of the emotional turmoil of I'm not pregnant again was really devastating at times and defeating. But I do believe that we can have peace when we are sitting in these healthy habits. And I found that exercise and nutrition, what I was eating, how I was moving my body, really did impact the health of my menstrual cycle. So when we are in a position of taking care of our health and nutrition, what does that look like? So number one, obviously, like with exercise, this doesn't have to be something huge. It doesn't have to be hour-long workouts or getting to the gym. Like, this is why I'm such a fan of what I do as a body coach, previously known as Beachbody, but now the company is called Body. This is why I'm such a fan of that, because the workouts are so simple to do no matter what your lifestyle. So if you have like a crazy work schedule or you have like a crazy lifestyle in general between fertility treatments, work, life, all the things that all these commitments that you're involved in, it makes exercise so easy and simple. So we have like 20 minute workouts that you can do. You can pull up, sometimes I've pulled up 10 or 15 minute workouts just to move my body. There is everything from low impact. So like you can even cycle sync, if you've heard of that term with your exercise, where you're doing like lower impact during certain phases of your cycle to really just support your body. And be intentional with that. You can do Pilates, you can do cardio, you can do weightlifting. Like there's just kind of something for everyone. I have done these workouts for the last 8 years. So I've done them to get in the best shape of my life, obviously, but then I did them through IVF, I did them through IUI, I did them through postpartum and then naturally conceiving. So they've really just set me up for success to be able to manage my mental health. And that's the thing about exercise that plays such a role, is when we are mentally feeling off, a lot of times it's because we're just not moving our body and we're just not taking care of it. Especially now, I can feel it right now. I haven't been able to exercise on a consistent basis because of my pregnancy, whatever. And now I'm about to give birth and then go through postpartum. So for me, just physically feeling so off has made such an impact on my mental health. And for someone who is going through that conceiving journey, mental health is a huge, like I said, every single month, it was such a hard few days when I would get that, you know, period or get those symptoms or think for a second I was pregnant. We can help beat that by taking care of our bodies and exercising. And then obviously, like on a nutritional level, we have our gut. Gut health has become so much more popular and important to talk about because we do see so many correlations and so much research pointing to our physical health being tied to what's going on in our microbiome and our gut health. And so one of the things that I'm really excited to do, I'm actually going to be kicking off a specific intentional group that I will be coaching April 1st, and it will be a gut protocol nutrition challenge. So what that means is that we are going to take 4 weeks. We'll do 1 week of prep. So we'll kick off April 1st with prep week, and then we'll have 4 weeks following this gut protocol. And then basically the whole goal is take a comprehensive approach to help you identify foods that could be causing digestive troubles, choose foods that are going to help support a healthy gut, and then help rebalance your gut and your microbiome. And so we have these special supplements that we will use called Optimize Revitalize. It's a probiotic and a digestive enzyme supplement. And then you can choose to do workouts on top of it or not. But basically, this is a program that I'm personally going to be doing in my postpartum journey, just from a nutritional level to help reset my body. But it's also something that would be so powerful that I did do actually prior to conceiving. this baby, baby number two, was really focusing on eating in a gut protocol way because I wanted to support my body in a way that was going to support my digestion and my gut health, because your gut health really connects so much to your fertility journey. And so if you're someone who's like, I just have not taken that part of my health seriously, I have not done a lot, like maybe you think you eat healthy, maybe you do work out, but you just haven't really explored, you know, fitness or specifically nutrition or even gut health in relation to your fertility journey, this would be a great group for you to enroll with. I will put all of the details in the show notes where you can get some more information on what that means, what the cost would be. But basically, we'll be going through it together for 4 weeks, kind of eliminating some things, adding in those supplements to help rebalance our microbiome, and then be able to identify like what is something that you need to change long term for your health, and are there any things that you need to change long term? And if not, obviously that's amazing. You're just like putting your body into the best possible place to be receptive to conceiving. So the whole purpose of this program is not weight loss. The whole purpose of this gut protocol is really just to get in tune, start taking action, and have like a low cost approach to your gut and your health, and seeing if that is any pivots can make a difference. Because a few of my girls that have done it in the past with me were surprised, like, oh wow, gluten was really triggering for me, and I have a diet that was full of gluten. So now I need to reduce that because it was an inflammatory in my body, and that inflammation can obviously impact things like fertility. And I've even heard of women who have had like just different gut issues happen according to like with endometriosis and stuff like that. So for me personally, I feel like I'm kind of someone who comes from the approach of like, why not do all that I can to take care of my health, to put myself in the best possible position for conceiving? There isn't going to be one direct answer that's like, this is exactly why you are not conceiving. Because I was someone who was in the unexplained category. They couldn't give me that one specific reason. They weren't just like, okay, if we just do surgery on this part of your body, automatically you're going to start conceiving again. That was not like something that was a reality from my journey. So I kind of had to do a lot more legwork on my end to be like, okay, I need to learn. I need to research. I need to put in some work on my health and take things into my own hands, be my own advocate, and put myself into the best position, because I can't control what timing God has for me. And I can't obviously control the fact that I'm quote unquote unexplained fertility, but I can control what I eat. I can control my exercise. I can control my morning routine. I can control my thoughts. I can control journaling on a daily basis and really growing with God and self-awareness. So these five healthy habits, it's all about doing the things that are going to put you in the best possible position to cultivate peace. Because when I'm eating right, when I'm moving my body, when I'm journaling and talking to the Lord about things that are on my heart, when I'm spending time in God's word, when I am doing my daily devotional, I'm not scrolling, and I'm really growing and engaging with the things that are going to expose my heart and my spirit and my mind to the peace that God offers me as his child, then I know that I'm going to experience that peace throughout my day, no matter what my circumstances. And that's the goal, right? Like, the goal may not be I need to conceive, because you may not have control over that. You may not have control over what God's plan is for you. I mean, you don't. That's the reality. Like, that's why we're sitting in this boat, right? Like, if we had had it our way, we would have been pregnant already. So we have to come to terms with the fact that like we can have peace, and that's what we should be pursuing over the circumstantial situation of conceiving. So I hope that you found this episode helpful. If you did, I would love for you to share it. Again, all of the details of the different things and resources that I use for each of those five healthy habits are linked in the show notes. I would love to see you in the Gut Protocol group in April. It's going to be incredible. Make sure that you fill out the form down below and we can chat more about that. So the third healthy habit is going to be reading a consistent devotional. This is something that I've had to really grow in, and I think a lot of times we are quick to pick something up and then we're like, oh, that's not really hitting home for me. It's not really speaking to me, or I'm not really growing. And so I just wanted to share kind of the devotionals that I have been implementing into my life, because I think it does a great job of getting me into scripture and diving into what God's word says versus just reading someone else's thoughts on God's word. Because I think sometimes devotionals can be like that, where it's like you're hearing from Courtney what her thoughts are on God's word versus digging deeper into just the scripture part of it, if that makes sense, and what it means and how it relates and all that kind of stuff. So my favorite company that I have been getting all my devotionals from on a daily basis has been called the Daily Grace Co. I will link them down below. And the reason that this is a healthy habit that's going to help you cultivate that peace, engage with that peace that God's word talks about, building from a biblical perspective and being able to overcome that disturbance feeling, right, is because we see that in John 15:4-8. It says, "Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, my words remain in you. Ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be disciples." So we can see right there that, like, remaining in God's word, spending time in God's word, really just abiding in him is going to give us that peace that we're searching for. And that's where we can actively be engaging and creating warfare on, like, the conceiving journey, really seeking the Lord in prayer, like, "Lord, allow us to conceive," like advocating for that desire in your heart, because we're spending so much time abiding in him on a daily basis. So if you don't have a consistent devotional that you are just digging into and focusing on growth in your spiritual journey versus just kind of ticking a box that you got it done for the day, that would be a great challenge to help you cultivate and practice that peace within your journey.
I am so glad that you chose to meet me at the well today. If this episode inspired you, changed you, or blessed you in some way, I would love for you to do one of two things. First, head to Apple Podcasts at that link below and leave a review. And second, screenshot this episode and share it in your stories, tagging me at Sewn with Strength, or text it on over to a friend that this episode might bless. These are the number one ways to thank me. I am truly so grateful to be building out this community, and I cannot wait to see you on the next episode. Until then, go get a workout done for me, and I will see you right back here at the Waiting Well Podcast.